At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Today we have something really fun. We're going to jump into a wonderful story together.
That's right. It's a story about a game of hide-and-seek that teaches us something really cool about playing together.
Yeah, it shows how cooperation and just having fun are maybe the best parts of any game.
Exactly. So let's set the scene. We're heading to a place called Maple Meadow Farm.
Ooh, and it's autumn. Picture this. There's this amazing huge maze made out of big stacks of hay.
Yeah, the story says they were stacked high like cozy golden castles. Super cool.
Totally. And guess who's ready to play in this giant hay maze?
We've got Mia and Max.
And our little bunny friend, Basil.
Ah, yes, Basil. And Basil thinks he's pretty amazing at hiding.
He really does. He even brags a little, he says.
What was it?
He says, "I'm very good at hiding. I once hid behind a carrot for 3 whole minutes.
Uh-huh. Behind a carrot. Okay, so maybe he's got some learning to do for this giant maze.
Maybe just a little bit, yeah. So, the game starts. Right. Mia covers her eyes and she starts counting, but in a funny way, she goes, 1 hay bale, 2 hay bales.
Counting the hay bales, that's cute. And while she's counting, Max and Basil try to hide.
They do, but it doesn't go super well at first.
No, not really. Basil, he dives behind this, like, really small hay bale.
Yeah, and guess what? His little fluffy cotton ball tail is sticking right out. You could totally see it.
Oops. Not very hidden. And Max, what did Max do?
Oh, Max rolls into a big pile of leaves. Good idea, right?
Seems like it. But then...
Achoo. He lets out this huge sneeze. The story says it was so loud it even shook a scarecrow's hat nearby.
Wow. So, neither of them is doing a great job hiding so far. Their spots are kind of giving away already.
Right. If this was just a normal game, Mia would find them super fast. But something amazing happens.
This is the really cool part. Mia takes a little peek while she's counting.
And what does she see? The hay bales. They aren't just sitting there.
No way. What are they doing?
They're moving, like wiggling and bouncing around.
Moving. Hay bales moving.
Yeah. The story says 1 hay bale wiggled, another one bounced like a marshmallow. Can you imagine that?
Bouncing hay bales. And then...
Then a whole row of them shuffled sideways like they were trying not to giggle.
Giggle. The hay bales were giggling.
No, trying not to. It's like Mia suddenly realized, wow, the maze isn't just a maze.
It's like it was playing too. A teammate.
Exactly. The hay maze was like a giant, friendly teammate helping out.
That's amazing. Yeah. So the hay bales decided to help Max and Basil hide better.
Totally. Remember Max who sneezed?
Yeah. Gave his spot away.
Well, a hay bale saw that and it slid over. Really quietly, the story says, with a crunch sound.
Oh, cool.
And it blocked Max's hiding spot, giving him extra cover after his loud sneeze.
Wow, the hay bale fixed his mistake for him. That's like being a really good friend.
It really is. And what about Basil's tail?
Oh, yeah, his little cotton ball tail is sticking out.
Another hay bale saw that, too. And it just gently rolled over a little bit.
To cover his tail.
Yep, just enough to hide that fluffy white tail. So kind.
That is so nice. It's like the hay bales wanted everyone to have fun and not worry about making little mistakes.
Exactly. They were making sure everyone felt, you know, safe and happy playing the game.
So, okay, Mia finishes counting. Now it's time to seek.
She shouts, "Ready or not, here I come." But now she's not just looking for Max and Basil.
She's kind of playing against the hay bales too, right? Since they're helping hide them.
Yeah. And the hay bales start doing all these silly things to try and confuse Mia while she searches.
Oh, like what? That sounds funny.
It really is. One hay bale started pretending to snore really loudly.
Snoring hay. No way.
Uh-huh. And another one put a leaf on itself like a funny mustache.
A leaf mustache. That's hilarious.
And get this. A little tiny hay bale started hopping around, kind of like Basil the Bunny.
It was copying Basil. That's so silly. So the bales weren't just hiding them, they were being playful.
Totally playful. They wanted Mia to have fun searching, too, even though they were helping her friends. Lots of giggles, I bet.
It sounds like the best game of hide-and-seek ever. So how does Mia find them? Do the bales just hide them forever?
No, no, they make sure the finding part is fun, too, for Max.
Yeah. How's he found?
A hay bale gave him a little nudge. The story calls it a gentle boop.
A boop.
Yeah. It playfully pushed him out so Mia could find him, but it was like... a friendly way to be found.
Oh, that's nice. Not like, aha, gotcha. But more like, okay, time to come out.
Exactly. And Basil.
What about the bunny?
His special bail buddy, the one hiding his tail. It just kindly rolled away.
And there he was.
Yep. Popping out, probably feeling like the best hider ever, thanks to his hay bale friend.
He probably felt great. He didn't get caught because of his tail sticking out. The hay bale helped him succeed.
He really did succeed. And you know what happened then?
Right.
All the kids in the hay bale celebrated together. The bales shuffled into a circle.
The hay bales made a circle.
Yeah. And they puffed up little bits of straw, like throwing confetti in the air.
Wow. Like a hay party.
Totally. And the kids cheered, "You win, hay friends." And they all decided, "We're all hide-and-seek heroes today."
Oh, that's the best. Everyone won together, not just one winner.
Right. And Basil, feeling super happy, said something really telling.
What did he say?
He said, "This beats hiding behind a carrot."
Huh. I bet it does. It's way more fun when you have friends, even hay bale friends, helping you play.
Definitely. And the story ends so nicely. As the sun started to set,
yeah,
the hay bales settled down, getting still and quiet once more.
Back to being just a maze.
Well, yes, but the story adds something lovely. It says, "But everyone knew they were smiling inside their straw."
Oh, smiley hay bales. So even though they stopped moving, everyone remembered how they played and helped.
Mm-hmm. They knew the maze was secretly friendly.
So let's think about this amazing story. What does it teach us, you know, the kids listening?
Well, it shows how much fun teamwork can be, right? Even when your teammates are hay bales.
Yeah. And it shows that being fair doesn't always mean sticking to strict rules, especially if the rules make someone feel bad or left out.
Like Basil's tail sticking out. The hay bale helping him wasn't about cheating. It was about
kindness. Making sure Basil could keep playing and having fun.
Yeah, exactly. Kindness and making sure everyone feels included.
It's like the hay bears knew the most important thing wasn't who was best at hiding or seeking.
What was the most important thing then?
Just the joy of playing together, helping your friends, cheering each other on. That's the real prize.
That's such a good way to put it. The story shows that good games aren't really about who wins.
Nope. They're about cheering, helping, and fun for everyone. That's the big lesson.
It really is. It makes you think, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Like maybe things around us are sometimes friendlier than we think.
Okay, so we listened to this super fun story about hay bales that helped kids play hide and seek. They were like secret teammates.
Yeah, they weren't just background stuff. They were active helpers, making the game fun and fair for everyone.
So here's a little thought puzzle for you listening. We often think things around us are just there. Like toys or trees or swings at the park.
Right. We don't usually expect them to, you know, start wiggling or helping us play a game.
But what if sometimes things do help us in little ways we don't notice? Like maybe a toy that's easy to grab or a smooth path that helps you run faster.
Or maybe even the sunshine making you feel happy while you play outside. Could that be a kind of silent helper?
Maybe. It's fun to imagine. So our challenge for you is to look around today. Can you spot any secret helpers? Anything that makes your day a little easier or more fun?
You could be anything. Maybe your comfy chair helping you relax, or a colorful picture making you smile. Perhaps the world is full of quiet, friendly helpers, kind of like those smiling hay bales.
Keep your eyes open for them. You never know what you might find.
That's all for today's Story Dive. See you next time.